Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. We're going to talk about when fear is driving your transformation. Yeah. Let's talk about it because it happens. It happens. When you use fear to motivate your goals, when you use fear to motivate your manifested desire, whatever you're seeking, if it does come into form, it will seem less sweet, maybe even a bit bitter. Your anxiety will not be transformed, but instead transferred to your new circumstances. I heard Joel Osteen say, the energy that you leave something with, you take into the new thing. I'm paraphrasing. Fulfillment will be fleeting, and there will be no victory lap. There's no victory lap when you're letting fear motivate you. You'll know if you're using fear to motivate your choices and goals if your reasons for doing what you're doing is a long list of I don't want or I don't want to feel. While the power of I don't want can be a brilliant starting point for a transformation, it's not strong enough to sustain it. The minute you hit an obstacle in your pursuit, and I promise you will feel lost, directionless, or overwhelmed, and then you'll start pushing towards a finish line. And I do think you can push your way towards a finish line, depending on where you are in your spiritual evolution. But I'll say now, in my where I'm at, and granted that, you know, I've been all in on the spiritual game, I can't even. Like, God even won't let it manifest. The God's like, there is no more lessons there, girl. It's just not right for you. So be mindful of if fear is motivating your transformation. If you're seeking a change out of fear, and maybe it's a fear of the relationship won't work out. Maybe it's a fear that you're missing out on life. I've had some moves motivated by that. Like, oh my God, I'm going to be stuck in the suburbs now post-pandemic in my 40s. I'm like, I'll take something very suburban-esque now. But, you know, some of that is just evolution and development and, you know, expansion and being willing to take on a new way of being. But there were definitely times where I pursued an urban life out of this perception that I was missing out on what real life was. But really, real life exists anywhere you decide real life exists, you know? So basically, transformations rooted in I don't want, while they may work for a period of time, they don't work for me anymore. But like really, like I can't manifest anymore out of an I don't want. But it'll burn you out and you'll just take the same shit right into the next thing. And you'll stress out over all the little pieces and your reasoning will feel like it's built on very shaky foundation. You'll feel like you can't really trust anything and that you'll seek a lot of outside guidance, and any guidance you get outside of you, you're going to refute it and not believe it. And you know, this is when people start abusing psychic hotlines and oracle cards, is they're not feeling centered. They're pursuing something not from their truest desire, but from a place of fear, instead of it, just acknowledging that and not taking that personally or making themselves wrong. They fight against it, and everything is confusing and overwhelming and stressful. But yo, friends, it doesn't need to be that way. So the key is to be able to get clearly grounded in who you are, and then go within to seek intuitive guidance from the most soulful place within you. What do I want? Why do I want it? What do I want to do? Why do I want to do it? Spirit, what do I need to know to make this desire my reality for my highest and greatest good? And the highest and greatest good of the planet. And as you pursue the answers to these questions from a place of integrity and dedication and self-compassion and even a little bit of forgiveness, you will start to see the difference between your desire, your truest desire, and fear. You'll see when a choice has been motivated by the fear of worst case scenario and when it's motivated by what you truly love and what lights you up. And when you let go of limitations, when you let go of, oh my God, it has to be this way, then you really move into your power. Because that's what I'm most interested in helping people tap into, is the power that you came into this life with. Yes, we are spiritual beings and we have access to our power. Maybe not to the same extent that we had when we were in the spiritual realm, but there is power available to us. But when we're mired in fear, it can be really difficult to move into what we want. So just be mindful of fear is driving your transformation. And here's some ways to kind of notice where it is. If you are pursuing something not from a place of curiosity and openness, it's probably motivated by fear. If you're not feeling a sense of relief with each milestone you hit, then you are pursuing something from a place of fear. You know, I just know, right? Like, there's something that's been in my life for the last year and a half. And every time I feel like I'm mastering it and I've hit a new level, it didn't feel like relief. It just felt like, oh, okay. That's a sign, right? Life is supposed to light us up. Life is supposed to be those higher vibrational feelings. This is where the human condition gets in our way as we start buying into is that life is just, yeah, we're just here and we're going to die. None of us signed up for that. none of us did. We did not come here just for meh. No, we came to live really fucking amazing lives and let's figure out how to do it. And one of the ways is to start identifying when you are pursuing something that is rooted in fear, a transformation, a change. And just look at your motivation. Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Even if it means that temporarily you might have to shake up your life a bit, it's really not going to be all that shooken up because you're just going to move into something that feels fucking amazing. Right? You're going to be like, yes, why didn't I do this sooner? I promise you, you will say that. You will say that. You'll be like, oh my God, it's so good on this side. Why didn't I do this sooner? Wow, that was so much easier than I thought it was. Why didn't I do this sooner? Right? It all gets easier when you check what is motivating your actions. It all gets easier. And if it's fear, you can clear that fear out, but usually you clear the fear out when you just make the soulful choice. That's why I don't like the statement, do it afraid. I'm like, well, if you're that fucking afraid, are you sure you're supposed to be doing that thing? Right? There's fine a little nervousness. Like when I was a kid and I started auditioning for plays, my first couple of plays, I'm standing there in line waiting for my, you know, to get on stage and do my little monologue audition thing. Yeah, I'm nervous. But by the third or fourth play, no. And if I were shaking in my boots like that, then that would be a good opportunity for, you know, a parental-like figure to say, hey, do you really want to do this? Why are you doing this? But, you know, as adults, we forget that we have our intuition to be that energy in our life to kind of check us if we allow it. And so tune into yourself. Be your own parent by way of your intuition and just ask and say, hey, is this really the right thing for you? And what's motivating this? And why are you doing it? And even if you have to look at some hard things like, oh my God, I'm so afraid that what it'll mean if I'm not this, this, and this. Okay, look at that. Because what if you can still be this, this, and that without having to do that thing that is motivated by fear? There's probably an easier path. There is always an easier path. All right. Is your transformation being motivated by fear? Very soulful, inspired question. Don't make yourself wrong. Just ask yourself. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for a coach to help you with your transformation, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to that massive result intuitive coaching package, as well as the Elevate intuitive coaching package. Thank you so much for listening to this show. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care.